Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for the Am HaYoshev B'Tzion. Avimari Marasi Sheyichyu. Lishmas Marasas Rashmu Masanachar B'Tzion Masatachans Reb Meir Zev. Zazush Reb Yosef Reb Yishmo Pinchas Reb Yaakov Tzvi. And Lishchus L'Rafuas L'Brius Goli Ben Gabriel Amatim Ben Dvar Elisha Rita Ben Ruti Eliezer Chaim Ben Esu Simi Yom Simcha Dina Minida Ben Ziva Rami Yosef Ben Chana B'Sal V'Bachin B'Sal Yaakov Ben Yudisara Yehuda ben Gittel, Yehuda ben Chaya Esther, Baruch ben Sivir, Eliyah ben Ravit, Carmel Mordechai ben Telsara, Sara bas Klarami ben Edechaya, Yami ben Shoshana, Rizutov ben Tila Ravida, Chayachev ben Esmechal Tispasia, Baruch ben Tzelchon Zeyedem, and the worship ben Shemari Shalom Moshe Mordechai, and the Nehru Krakashlita, they all shall have Baruch ve Hatzlocha b'chol Maasei Yedeyem. Mari Barabaisai, we have the schus, the unbelievable merit, and simcha, as we enter Adar. What can one do for Adar for Simcha? In Simcha l'Simcha Satar, of course, that's the greatest Simcha. So we would like to begin a series of Shiurim on the Rambam Hilchos Mamrim Perek Hei Alach Aleph Baruch Hashem. In our Hilchos Mamrim series, we've had many, many Shiurim. It's a Farniganim, it's a Mechai, it's a Geshmak. And now we are going to be learning B'Siyata D'Shmaya Perek Hei Alach Aleph. Omer Moreinu V'Rabbeinu Rambam. וכדרכנו בקודש, בהלכות ממרים, אנחנו הולכים בדרכו של מורנו ורבנו, לשמור לזכרו תאוות נפש, הגאון הגדול רב דוד זצ"ל, המקלל אביו ואמו נסקל. If a person curses his father or his mother, he is stoned. שנאמר אביו ואמו קילל, he cursed his mother and his father, דמיו בו, his blood is in him. אחד המקל בכם, אחד לאחר מסעסה. Whether he curses them in their lifetime, or he curses them after their death, he is stoned. And he requires Edom and Hasra like all other people who are Mechuyev Mises Beisdin. So there must be Edom, witnesses, and Hasra, a forewarning. What is a forewarning? Two warning plus two warning. Both a man and a woman and a tumtum and an androgynous. Right, they say in the Minchas Chinuch's family, there were four members. There was a Noshim, Ketanim, Tumtum, and Androgynous. That's the joke. He talks a lot about what's the name by Noshim, what's the name by Ketanim. So the Ram says here, Echadish ve'echadisha v'chein Tumtum v'androgynous. They're all Chayev Klala. V'ushia G'doylim she'giu l'chalal ancient, provided that they are G'doylim, that they have reached the age of punishment. That the Ram says, Sarach Eidim ha'asra k'shal chor chayvim Mrs. Beisdin. And so too in the Torah, in Shulchan Aruch, Yerides, in Reish Mamal, Sif Aleph, so writes the Rambam later on, Halacha Hei Legabei Make Oviv V'Imoi, as a Kamash Malan, that you need Eidim V'Hasra, Kishar Kol Chimachui V'Misis Beis, and so too in the Torah, in Yerides, and Sim Reish Mamal. L'Choyer, it's hard to understand, we Paskin, you always need Eidim V'Hasra. L'Mai Kamash Malan, HaRishonim Inyan Zeh, why are they telling this to us? U'Pshitahu, Zedavar Pashut Harei. Why would you think that cursing one's parents would be different than all other mechuyvim mitzvos beisdins? Of course you need Edom and Hasra. What's the chiddush that you need Edom and Hasra? The Kesef Mishnah here is what I made in this kasha, and he writes that the Havamina is that Hakos Oviv V'Imo V'Kilolosam L'Roiv U'B'Sorich HaBayis. But there are klal, when one is hitting or cursing one's parents, he's at home. And they're usually not Edom Ksheirim there. So therefore you would think that we don't need Edom and Hasra, Kamash Malan, that you do. V'kamuvan, she'acharei nishikat kapot raglei ha-kesef mishnah, shehu dachuk tuva, de'akati me'echitesi, because if this svara, that usually you're at home, this is salakadaitach to be mechayev, this is a havamina to be mechayev, without Edom and Hasra. So that's our first kasha. What's pshat that the Rambam has to tell us in the Torah and Shulchan Aruch? They in Edom and Hasra. Of course, like always, Mechuyev Mises Beis in Edom and Hasra. So we could say, like Abay Mekal, at the very least, that the Kamash Malan is Be'ikar Klapi Hasra, based on what the Kesef Mishnah writes, Perek Beis, Mechsa Berazar Allah Hates, that according to the Rambam, a Megadev does not require Hasra. Mishum de Daito, Perek Chaf, Melchaseid, Salah Hadalit, She'ein Le'edim Zoimim in Shkoga, Fi She'ein Ba Maisa, Lefikach, Ein Srichim Hasra, Fuadin Kain Le'megadev. She'enbo Maisa Ayin Sham. So the Havamina would be that a Megadef, one who blasphemes the Lord, doesn't require Hasra. Eidim Zomimin don't need Hasra because Ein Bamaisa, that's the Rambam says, which is a great topic in and of itself. And the same would apply, therefore, to Megadev, Ein Bo Maisa, and therefore no Hasra is required. And here also, Mikal Aviv, again, why is a topic in and of itself? But the point is, we see a precedent in the Rambam that Ein Bo Maisa doesn't require Hasra, and therefore Hasakadai Tachduad in Mikal Aviv, Shukimit Gadev, Shein Bo Maisa, since cursing one's parent is like blaspheming God, he's blaspheming his parent, Ein Bo Maisa, and therefore, Ein Sarich Hasra. And that's what the Rambam tells us. Nevertheless, Hasra is required. Rambam Sanhedrin 26:4 also writes, Mekal Chaver Ein Aloka Kishar Ad Shiasibov from Eidim Kishaku Chavi Lav. In the case of Mishnah writes that the Chiddush is, you would think that since Mekal Chaver is a Chiddush, he's a Lav Shein Bo Maisa. Because normally it's a Lav Shein Bo Maisa and Ein Lokin Alav, so it doesn't also doesn't require Hasra. Anyway, Makal Chaver is a Chiddush. Because usually a Lav Shein Bo Maisa ain't like an Olav. And here you do get Malkus. So therefore you also don't require Hasra. So Kamash Milan, that Hasra is required. So you see the same idea, that since ain't Bo Maisa, you would not require Hasra. So Kamash Milan, by Makal Chavero, that you still require Hasra. And that's the Chiddush here, that even though Ein Bo Maisa, you still require Hasra. But if that's really true, then why is that any different than Megadev? So Haguf Akasha, Adarab, why then does Hasra required? Why is that any different than a Megadev? If Megadev doesn't require Hasra, then why should a Mekal Avi V'Imo? Menchaschim Ezo Miran, this is Mitzvah Samech Tesif Kotn Dalet. So, and what that would also, I mean, that you can argue maybe by Makalel. What about Maka Avi V'Imo Sheish Bo Maisa? Maka Avi V'Imo has a Maisa. So what's the Chiddush there that the Rambam says you need Eidim and Hasra? And also Mashmos Divrei Rambam is that Shagam Al Eidim Boi Kamash Malan. Is it Tamua? What's the Chiddush that you need Eidim? So, why do we need here a chiddush? The Rambam tells us that you need Eidim and Hasra by Mekal Aviv Imo. And by Mekal on Perek Chof Talim Sanhedrin, he says the chiddush is Lagabe Hasra, not Eidim. But here, you need a chiddush not only on the Hasra, but also on the Eidim. So what do you need here? What do you need the chiddush? That's Hasra, there's Eidim. We don't know what to do about this. So another kasha is what the Rambam writes beside Dvarav also later on in Makav Yivimo, for who shu gedolim shiagiu lechlal oinshim. They have to be gedolim that have reached the age of punishment. V'hainu tekot and patur me'onish hamakalo v'hamake. So if one strikes his parent, they have to be gedolim. They have to have reached the age of onshim. What's the chiddush of the Rambam? Here the Rambam tells us they need to be gedolim, and by Makke the Rambam tells us they need to be gedolim. What's his chiddush? Of course. And it seems from the Rambam that the chiddush is because echadish vechadish v'chem tumtum madrogenis v'hushu gedolim shegiu lechlal onshim. What's the kesher? It's mashma in the Rambam that the reason they need to be gedolim is because an ish and ish and a tumtum madrogenis are chayv. What's the kesher? We always have that. Ketanim are pater, and tumtum adrogas and isha are chayiv. So what's the Ram connecting? So we want to understand why the Ram has to tell us a chiddush you need Eidim and Hasra, and we also want to understand why the Ram tells us they have to be gedolim. Be'ikar divrei HaRambam, shekasev chiddush l'chayiv noshim tumtum adrogas makal ovi v'imo. So he's learning this from a sugya in Sanhedrin Samech Vav Amar Aleph, tam tam rabban an ish, matom alomar ish, Ish ish, the rabbis bas tumtum vadrogonis. Why is it double ish ish? To include a girl, a tumtum, and a drogonis, who shall ryan Sanhedrin, do from Kedushan Lam Pei, right? The tumtum and a drogonis kadi nasbe. The lacha de marbin an isha, mele poshet anuchay made tzarech lem ribui. Once we already marbe isha, so it's poshet that a tumtum and a drogonis are included. So that is the Gemara. The Gemara, when they mar, makes the jerusha. Ish tamalom or ish ish, the rabbis bas tumtum adjuraganus, so you don't really need the tumtum adjuraganus. Once you have bas, so that's already enough for us. Because pashit tumtum adjuraganus kamash malan. Right, so boys girl chayv, girls chayv, parts pashit. But then tumtum adjuraganus are chayv. Right, it's one of the two or both, but it's not the. So mamela the it's pashit. So you don't need it. So it's kadi nas, but the Gemara just dragged in. Already says bas, so it's a tumtum adjuraganus. So you can say this pshat in the Gemara. The Rambam is telling us halacha lemaisa. So according to the Rambam, you really need this ribui. And what then is the ribui? Once you know that a woman is chayiv, what's the chinish that a tumtum adjuraganus are chayiv? Right, we see that in the Ritva and in the Ran, that once you know ish and ish are chayiv, so there's no havamin at a pater of tumtum adjuraganus. And yet the Rambam says, thinks we absolutely have such a havamin, and therefore to disabuse us from that notion, he tells the tumtum adjuraganus are chayiv. So what's the chiddush? It's also shver what it says in Sanhedrin Peyam and Beis. The Rabbeinu Mashakasu from Meis Haganav Ahu Mikom Makom Dechayiv Goyin of Ish Umachar Bein Goyin of Ish Bein Goyin of Isha. We have a ribui that a person dies if he steals a man or a woman. And you don't need tumtum and androgynous. Once you have a man and woman, it's pashat tumtum and androgynous. So why by makalel do you need a special ribui to teach us tumtum and androgynous as well? Das Harambam b'sefer amitzus lo yisusei shin yitches shin yites or b'shorish yedalet shebeminyan lo yisusei yesh lo yisusei miyuchad al kilalas of v'aim ve'al hakoas of v'aim. So we have a special lo yisusei not to curse one's parents, and we have a special lo yisusei not to strike one's parents. Ve'ayin b'yikar b'shorish yedalet. Ooh, the Yosef b'dvarav b'loisa say samach l'kabe mekadev sharama mevayer t'mimash yish einish miyuchad al ze v'kach mizeh shish na azhara dim lo ken lo ayo einish umel shenish atzma yu azhara el shish no klal shenu shenu ken masim tzorch shtey azhara b'tor levad ma shikos b'on shvaz amrina shiklul azhara b'chal azhara klolis shal klol avakosh kam ovim uchlolon. So the Rambam says like this. The Rambam says, listen, we know that it's asur because there's a punishment, there's a chiyuv misa. So you don't even need an ashara warning not to do it. The only thing is we have a rule, einon shenelin kein masirin. You can only give an onesh if the Torah first gives a lav. So therefore, where do you get the lav from? You get the lav from the general avera that you're not allowed to hit any human being. You're not allowed to, it's daraisa hit any Jew. It's an isdaraisa to curse any Jew. So memela, of course your parents are included. So that's the ashara. So this is enough of an ashara for us in order to give an onesh. Because we have in Mefurish the Onish, and the Asar we have from the general din. Aval kol shen iskayim einyan shel ein onshin only ken masirin, yeshna asara ba'onish. But if we were makayim, the ein onshin only ken masirin, we found an Onish, we found an Asar for the Onish. So now we have the Asar in the Onish, and therefore the Onish is the Azhara, and Memela, it's included in the Minyan HaMitzvahs. What's the Minyan HaMitzvahs? The Minyan HaMitzvahs are a Minyan of Azharas. They're not a Minyan of Onshim. So it's like this. The Onesh is specific about the parents, Makal and Make. The Azhara is learned from the general Pasuk of not to strike or curse anybody. However, that would bring up the question, then why do you include in the Minyan HaMitzvahs Makal and Make? You only get mina mitzvah, mina azharas, they have to have a warning not to do it. It's because it's us, or not because it's a punishment. So the answer is the azhara, the isser, is in the general isser of not cursing or striking. So why here does it have its own mitzvah? Shin yitches, shin yites, that the kilas and akas of aim is the loisa same yuchad, because of the onish. The azhara is now included in the onish. Once you already yotze the azhara from the general Azhara of not the warning not to curse or strike anybody, so that's enough in order to give the punishment because of Ein Onshin Ela Ken Masirin. But after we have that, we can now say that one who's Makalel Aviv V'Imo and it gets Chiyuv Misa, so included in that Chiyuv Misa is also on Azhara. So the Azhara is now not limited anymore to the general Pasuk, because then it wouldn't be included in the Minyan HaMitzvahs. The fact that it's going to be in a mitzvah must be that because of the Onesh, now it's going to be the Azhara is included in the Onesh, and therefore it's included in the Minyan HaMitzvahs, a separate Avera for a Makkah and a separate Avera for a Klala. Okay, sweet friends, we have digested a lot of information. We have a lot of information to digest. We heard a lot of information. So we are going to leave it here. Tefasim Elo, Tefasim Mitzvah Shem. In the next year, we will continue this incredible series. I thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friends.